He might have gotten up to pee, just as she had. He'd gotten so good with his potty training. Even when she didn't find him in the little bathroom off the hall, she didn't panic. Since he was habitually an early riser, they'd encouraged him to play for a bit before waking them. She usually heard him talking to his toys or running his cars, but she'd been a little distracted having vacation sex. God, she thought as she started downstairs, what if he'd looked in when they were doing it? No, he'd have walked right in and asked what game they were playing. With a half laugh, she turned into the pretty living room, expecting to see her little boy on the floor surrounded by the toys of his choice. When she didn't, the first fingers of unease tickled up her throat. She called his name, moving quickly now, sliding a little on the hardwood floors in her socks. Panic struck, a knife in the belly. The kitchen door stood wide open. Shortly after 9, Fiona Bristow pulled up at the pretty vacation house in the heart of Moran State Park. Rain fizzled along the ground more than pattered, but its steadiness promised sloppy tracking. She signaled her partner to stay in the truck, then got out to approach one of the local deputies. Davy.
Hey, Fee, you got here fast?
I didn't have far to go. The others are on their way. Are we using the house for base camp, or do you want us to set up?